Crops rated good to excellent remained well below the overall average in Alberta, but areas of the province that received moisture have seen continued crop growth. Data from the Alberta Crop Report released July 28 showed overall crops rated good to excellent was 43.1% well below both the 5- and 10-year averages of 60.2% and 60.4% respectively. Crops in the central and northwest regions of the province have seen improved ratings due to moisture in the areas, while crops in the south, northeast, and Peace regions decreased in ratings. Dryland crop yields are estimated at 15% below the 5-year yield average, according to the report, and the provincial dryland 5-year yield index for all crops and major crops is 85. Irrigated crop yields in the south region are 8% above normal for all crops and 1% below normal for major crops. The provincial irrigated 5-year yield index of 108 for all crops and 99 for major crops. The Peace region reported the highest percent of good to excellent soil moisture at 71%. The Northwest reported 76% good to excellent soil moisture, the Northeast was rated at 70%, the Central region was rated at 38%, and the South region saw the least amount of soil moisture rating at good to excellent at 12%. Data from the Alberta Crop Report showed the first cut of hay for dryland was 85% complete, while the irrigated first cut of hay was 97% complete. The second cut is reported to have begun for dryland hay in the central, northeast, and northwest regions, as well as for irrigated hay in the south and central regions, the report said. The provincial regional assessment for the south, which includes Strathmore, Lethbridge, Medicine Hat, and Foremost, showed there is a potential for further yield losses due to lack of moisture and grasshopper damage. Crops rated good to excellent in the south are well below the provincial average at 25% for major crops and 29% for all crops. The dryland 5-year yield index is estimated at 29% below the 5-year average, the report stated. Spring cereal crop development ranged from late milk development to early dough development. Canola was reported at the potting stage, while harvest is beginning for dryland peas and fall-seeded crops. Soil surface, subsurface, moisture reported at 58.49% poor, 30.39% fair, 12.11% good, less than 1.1% excellent and 0.0% excessive, the report said. The central region, which includes Rimbury, Airdrie, Coronation, and Oyen, showed crops rated in good to excellent condition as 37% for major crops and 36% for all crops, with reports indicating that further moisture is required for crop yields to reach their current potential. The dryland crop 5-year yield index is estimated at 27% below the average. Spring cereal crops in the central region are reported to be at the milk development stage, and canola is reported at just under half at the potting stage and a slim majority at still flowering, the report said. The central region reported 88% complete for dryland first cut of hay, with yields at 65% of the 5-year average, while irrigated first cut yields are at 67%. The second cuts have started. Regional surface, subsurface, moisture is reported as 25.27% poor, 37.34% fair, 23.22% good, 16.18% excellent and 0.0% excessive, the report read. The Northeast region, which includes Smoky Lake, Vermilion, Camrose, and Provost, reported 57% of crops as rated in good to excellent condition. Dryland crop 5-year yield indexes showed early yield estimates at 5% below the 5-year average. Spring cereal was reported at late flowering to milk development, while canola crop development was just over half the majority potting. Dryland hay was at 80% complete, with yields at 68% of the 5-year average, with second cuts reported as having begun. Regional surface, subsurface, moisture is reported as 5.15% poor, 24.35% fair, 55.43% good, 15.7% excellent and less than 1.0% excessive, the report said. The Northwest region, which includes Barrhead, Edmonton, Leduc, Drayton Valley, and Athabasca, reported 48% of crops as good to excellent. Dryland five-year yield indexes were reported as estimated at 6% above the five-year average, the report said. Data from the reported showed spring cereal crop was in milk development, canola was majority flowering with under half at the potting stage. The first cut of dryland hay was mostly completed at 82% and yields were reported at 51% of the five-year average. Regional surface, subsurface, moisture is reported as 0.3% poor, 10.26% fair, 51.52% good, 26.20% excellent and 14.0% excessive, the report said. The Peace region, which includes Fairview, Falher, Grande Prairie, and Valley View, reported 56% of crops at good to excellent. Data from the report indicated a 10% drop in the five-year yield indexes. Spring cereal was reported in milk development while canola was mostly at the potting stage. Dryland hay was at 75% first cut completed with yields at 84% of the five-year average. Regional surface, subsurface, moisture is reported as 8.8% poor, 21.23% fair, 34.35% good, 37.35% excellent and 0.0% excessive, the report said.